Let's open our Bibles this evening, brothers and sisters, going back into Galatians and back into that fifth chapter. And tonight, God willing, we'll finish up this portion on the flesh. And once again, I want to begin with the last portion of this portion of the flesh. And specifically, as we get down to the bottom of the 21st verse. But let's go ahead and read from the 16th verse of the fifth chapter. And we'll read through verse 21. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Isn't that wonderful? So you don't do the flesh thing first and try to get that all taken care of, and then somehow you're going to walk in the Spirit. You just walk in the Spirit by God's grace. See, that's how it is. And it's just like that precious wineskin. It continues to expand, that love, that wine that pours in there. And praise be to God, it continues to push the dross right out. That's how God does it. And if he's not the one doing the work, let me tell you something, it's of no effect, and it will not have any glory to God in it. So let us really note that. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, listen to this, if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law, nor the works of the now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past. See, he's had to tell them many times here. They that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So again, those that practice such things, those that do such things, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, brothers and sisters, if that was the only verse that we had, we would all be in a lot of trouble. Amen. We would all be guilty. We would all be dead. But praise God for but God, who is rich in mercy, where his great love wherewith he loved us. And he gave this precious lamb, and that's what we're going to rejoice in right now. Because by his grace, I really pray that we can get this straight. That we are born of God, that we are justified, that the life that we now live, brothers and sisters, is seated in the heavens right now in Christ. Praise God. Right now. Our citizenship is in heaven right now. We are the sons of God right now. And this life that we live, brothers and sisters, it cannot sin. And praise God, it can never change because we have the seed that remaineth. The life we have is everlasting. And praise be to God, we cannot be separated from the love of God. Amen? Amen. Now, you talk about secure, you talk about safe, you talk about finished. Praise be to God, that is exactly the life that we have. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, are you in Christ? By God's grace, if you've accepted Christ as Savior, you are in Christ. He is a new creature. New. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. And I love Romans 6:6 to follow right with that, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. You're awful quiet. I think I'd be singing the praises to him and thankfulness to God, saying, thank you, Jesus, that old man is dead. Praise the Lord. See, now whom he has made free is free indeed. I understand that. So, brothers and sisters, in Christ, you can see very clearly, in Christ, we are not as they who do or practice these things. Amen? Amen, you are. You are not that. That is not you. You may act like a dog, and I might act like a dog, but I'm no dog. I'm sheep. Amen? Come on, let's go with this. This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, when we fail, when we give in to that temptation, that is not who we are in Christ. Does not Christ liveth in me? Was he tempted in all matters? Yes, he was. Was he ever given over to it? No, he wasn't. Is he perfect? You know it. Is that the life that lives in you? Yes, it is. Whew. Man, I feel so much better for you. I hope you feel so much better for me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thrilled with this. And this is the battle. This is the battle. It's Christ that liveth in me. And it's so simple, isn't it? Isn't it just absolutely simple? That praise be to God, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You live by faith. This is faith. Here it is. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do rejoice for you as you rejoice for me, because we are in Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know something here. This is not our free ticket to go out there and sin willfully that grace may abound. See, and we know that because you know why? We're growing up. We're becoming mature. Praise be to God. We know that that's not acting as the mature sons of God. That is not responding truly to the love of God. This great love wherewith we are loved causes us to want to be pleasing to God. Amen? That's why I want to, as the brother was saying about serving the Lord, I'm so thankful that by his grace I can be a vessel adding to the usefulness of the husband. Praise God for that serving. That's called a serving of a double portion serving. Amen. That's the serving I want to go after. I want to be the bride, the Lamb's wife. He's put that desire in my heart. I see that it is his precious desire. And praise the Lord, you love me so, Lord. I want your desire. I want your heart. I want that in my life. That's the desire by God's grace I want you to give me, Lord. Take away the things of this mind. And let this mind be in me. Your mind, Jesus. The mind of all peace and rest and passion. And thanks be to God that every step is glory bound. Hallelujah. That is awesome. To think that he has given us so freely that life that has that love, that has that passion, that is fully obedient to the Father. And praise be to God that we yield by grace to who we are in Christ. But brothers and sisters, we do not sin willfully that grace may abound. But rather we fight the good fight of faith. And we fight the good fight of faith so that sin does not reign in our lives. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. I don't want sin reigning in my life. I know that God is going to use so wonderfully failures that he saw in ages past that would come into my life that would be springboards into more glory. To understand that I'm not faithful at all, that I could never be faithful. But praise be to God that he abides faithful always, that he loves me always. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, I am thankful to God that it's in that faithfulness that grace does not allow sin to reign in our lives. Because we are not the servants of sin. That sin, brothers and sisters, is not something that has to overshadow and overtake us, that we would be completely defeated in a testimony of the love of God. But rather, grace causes us to yield and to yield our members, as the Word of God says, to righteousness. Isn't that wonderful? That's to him. See, he's the righteous one. I just want to, by God's grace, I love him so much, I just want to submit. It's almost like you're ravished. And Lord, do with me what you will and do of your good pleasure. It is love. That's the only way that's really going to happen, brothers and sisters. You can set out to try to be as good as you want and to do this, but let me tell you something, that's going to grow old real fast. You're going to get tired of doing it. And matter of fact, it's going to end real quick in a big, big disappointment. But praise the Lord when it's him. Praise the Lord when it's the love of God that's urging you on. And the thing that's so beautiful about it is I've noticed this testimony over and over in our lives. As the Lord takes us on in things, brothers and sisters, there's great heartache. There is. Oh, Lord, I thought it was maybe going to be this beautiful thing that I could always see being this beautiful thing, even with my eyes. And yet, these ones that were the closest to me, they seemed to be sitting there shooting arrows and darts right at me. But that wasn't flesh and blood. That was just the enemy. We know that it's spiritual wickedness in high places. But you know what? You endure the hardness as good soldiers. You go on because of love. You don't quit. You don't say, well, this ain't worth it. You actually become more impassioned about it because you look into the Word of God and you say, oh, Lord, I'm reading about your faithfulness in my life. I'm seeing, Lord Jesus, that the Word of God is living in me, that this is real, this is true, this is exactly how you said it would be. I'm reading a life of Paul and I'm seeing it coming to pass to follow Paul as he followed Christ. And those things are going to happen. You're going to be pressed out of measure. You're going to despair even of your own life at times. But all because of Jesus. All because of Jesus. But brothers and sisters, in this tenderness as we yield our members to righteousness, you know what, when we do fail and when we do start to get a little bit stiff-necked or hardened, praise God, there's a quickness, a quickening to repent, a tenderness that comes upon us that not, Lord, forgive me, you already did that. Just, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm a son. You're such a loving father. And, oh, Jesus, I'm so thankful to God who you are to my life. And praise your name that that grace is always present for me to receive, giving me the power to walk on in the Spirit. Praise God. See, if we live in the Spirit, we should also walk in the Spirit. And let me tell you something. I'm looking at the lives here tonight, and I believe everybody in this place, by God's grace, is a child of the King. We live in the Spirit, but now we should walk, and let us walk in the Spirit. Praise His name. So, brothers and sisters, as again, I want to restate, the ones that do these things, these envyings and murders and drunkenness, the ones that practice this flesh, these are unbelievers. These are ones that are not saved and therefore ones who will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen, amen. And I ask you to think of it this way. Is even a babe in Christ, the most babe of babies in Christ, are they an heir? You know it. Oh, yes, they are an heir. And an heir is just what it says it is. They are inheritors. They're not a joint heir, but yes, they are an heir. So if every babe or every child of God is an heir, then these that do not inherit the kingdom obviously aren't heirs. They ain't family. They're not children. They're unsaved. And I pray, brothers and sisters, that this now is becoming more crystal clear to our lives, because without this understanding, truly, of the new man, praise God that we are the new man. Praise God that we are. He lives in us. Hallelujah. We've become new. That everything is new. That you died. That old man is dead. And Christ lives in us, and the failures and the plagues at times that seem to hurt our lives is not who we are in Christ. If we really don't see that, brothers and sisters, we'll always stumble at this portion of Scripture. And it's sad because it doesn't need to be that way. As the Word of God says, to leave the foundation laid and go on unto perfection. Grow up. It is finished. Praise be to God. Now, I want to go ahead and pick it up in those works of the flesh. And we left off with seditions. And seditions there in the 20th verse, it means to cause a commotion. That's a work of the flesh, to cause a commotion. I like to call it, I like drama. And we think that drama can be really funny, but in the setting, in our lives, and in a meeting, let me tell you something, it can be very defeating. Because we should seek to appease. We should seek peace with all men as much as lies within us. And I pray that we think of the Lord, how again, that life that lives in us upon that cross said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And brothers and sisters, a soft answer turns away wrath. Her speech is comely. And I really believe by God's grace, He gives us these things to truly, not in any legal sense, but Lord, search me. If there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. Brothers and sisters, we need to have ourselves examined all the time. I don't want this type of thing reigning in my life. And a lot of times, see, what happens is the enemy can trick our minds to think that we're justified in this. That every time you get around something, it's just going to be this chaotic event or any of these works of the flesh that are listed here. Think about heresies, brothers and sisters. The next one, it says, men caught up trying to divide with error in the doctrine. And the Bible said there must be heresies among you because He's going to show the lily amongst the thorns. That's how He's going to do it. And He's going to have these ones coming in at different times in your life, and they're going to try to stir things up that are not the truth. And by God's grace, He's going to show you that His faithfulness in you will stand, withstand, and having an all to stand. I'm thankful to the Lord for His faithfulness when I didn't know the Word of God as much as I do today, and I still don't know anything. And I mean that. We're just touching it. I hope we understand that. But I'm so grateful to God that I'm beginning to know His love. Hallelujah. But in that, brothers and sisters, I remember there were many times that I knew what the person was saying was wrong. I knew that that was not the truth, but I couldn't necessarily go to the Word of God and show you where it was or at this portion of Scripture or something of that nature. But see, that was just the faithfulness of God, which it is still the faithfulness of God that I even know now that I might be able to go, because I'm quickened of the Spirit, to go into Scripture and to say, no, 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 no. This is the rightfully divided Word of God. Praise be to God. See, He protects us. He is our high tower. He's our shield. He's our buckler. I study to show myself approved, but praise be to God, that's in all love and thankfulness to God, and that's His increase that He's putting in my life, and it's His passion that He places there that even gets me to open the Bible one bit. Amen? Better know it. Better know it. Let me tell you something. We could have faith to move mountains. We could speak with the tongues of men and angels. We could give all that we had to the poor, but if we don't have love, it profits us nothing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, we do not want to be caught up with those that are spreading things that are contrary to faith. We don't want to get caught up in compromise. I'm not here to approach the things of God as a politician that I'm going to have to give and take. No, we preach the Word. That's it. That is it. You stand on the promises of God, and that is it. By His grace, help us, Lord Jesus, to truly put our confidence in this and have a zeal and a passion to stand for the things of Christ, that our fellowship, brothers and sisters, truly would always be in the gospel of Christ. Not trying to just entertain people. Not trying to just be around Christians because they are a Christian. Maybe, well, they are a Christian we know by the blood, but they're not in any of the truth. They're not into the Word of God that says, let our fellowship be in the gospel of Christ. And I'm talking about Christians that get caught up into causes. Christians that are going to change things in policy with political things and all of that. Let me tell you something. The Word of God says, I will appoint. I will put up whom I will. I will put down whom I will. I need to understand and trust God by God's grace. He knows to who appoint. The hearts of the kings are in His hands. He knows that. Praise the Lord. He can have the ones like Nebuchadnezzar eaten like a wild one in a field. As the Word of God says, I've seen princes walking and fools riding. But we're going to get all bent out of shape about that. Tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. All right, brothers and sisters, there'll come a time for that. and all of that wonderful correcting. But I'm looking to be with him coming in glory to bring that one down. How about you? Amen? All right. See, we want it to be the lasting time when he does that. That's what's so precious about it. Now, envying. Think about that, to envy. That means to fret or grieve about someone you perceive is more superior than you in something. And all I can say to that is jealousy is crueler than the grave. Jealousy will consume you. When you covet things of other people, you're going to become bitter. You will. And I'm sad in that because I've seen it destroy some lives. And it's interesting, the enemy can even do that with our spiritual walk. We can become jealous of ones that are walking in the Lord. Isn't that crazy? But that's the author of confusion, that good old enemy. He makes us crazy. It's just is nuts. What are you doing? You should be glorying. I'm so thankful. When I tell a brother I love him, but he says, well, I love you more. I guess I got to run a little harder. Amen? You see, your brother, you know, that the Lord has touched him even naturally, maturely with something. Praise God. Gave him a wonderful job or something of that nature. Praise God. Rejoice for him. They're driving a new car. Oh, well, they should have given all their money to something else. Imagine they're wasting it all on that. Shame on you. Shame on you. It's just like those that were getting after that sweet sister that gave all that she had to take all of those ointments and put them on the feet of Jesus. You look, and you wicked ones, let me tell you something. The poor you will have always, but me you just got a little while. Take your self-righteousness and stuff it. That's what we're battling moment by moment in this world. That's what Christians battle. Always. And it's putrid to God. It's putrid. See, these are the things that are internally, brothers and sisters, that people can't see. The drunkenness and the murdering. Now, that can be in spirit. We'll talk about that in a minute. But a lot of times when we envy, it's just in here. Nobody sees it. But it's just eating us alive. Not in word only, but in deed and in truth. God help us to be loving. On guard for these things. Amen. But see, be real with the Lord. That's the thing. Don't try to pretend. See, we can pretend around saints. We can pretend around people. But you can't pretend with God. He knows you. And he knows your thought afar off. So I just encourage you, because I've been brought to this many times, and I know if I draw breath, in the next week, it's going to happen again. He's going to encourage my heart by grace. Lord, I need to be real with you. I need to get this out. I'm trying to fool myself and their self, and I know that I'm not fooling anybody. I'm wasting time. I'm wasting time. And praise God, you got another glory for me to go on to, and here I am wasting time. So let's be real before the Lord and let that transformation by the renewing of our mind really take place, brothers and sisters. But then murders. Now sure, on the surface of that, setting out to take a life, but think about it in spirit, internally. See, we can have a cruel spirit. We can be full of malice and hate. To where we'd really want to, we even read it a couple weeks back, where we'd want to devour somebody, chew them up, kill them, in a sense. Oh, but they deserve it. Vengeance is mine. Let the Lord have that. And more importantly, brothers and sisters, we start feeling that way. God help us, we know that that's not an overcoming heart. That's not a heart by God's grace that truly is ready and loving his appearing, because I'll tell you what, I think in a lot of ways it takes a lot more energy to hate than it does to love. It's quite an emotion, and it's quite consuming, and it's a sad thing. brothers and sisters, but that's that murdering heart. And then drunkenness. Well, on the surface, not a good thing. Intoxication with liquor. My wife and I saw a poor guy that just came out of a liquor place and bar and got on his bike and he'd fallen. And I think he felt pretty good. And they had to get the fire truck over there and everything. And it just fell off his bike because he was so intoxicated. Now, Lord wouldn't want us going around like that, obviously. But even more so is intoxicated in spirit with the things of this life. What has you? What are you drunken with? I want to be drunken in the spirit, praise be to God, because that's what the Word of God says. Not to be drunk with the wine or the delicacies in a sense of this earth. A lot of times we can be going after things, brothers and sisters, that even appear to be good. Like we can be so consumed with a job or maybe so consumed with, again, causes and things like that, that it truly is something that is deceptive. It gets our minds off of the thing, and the only thing that counts is our Lord. It distorts our vision. It distorts our walk. And brothers and sisters, we get onto things and it can distort our testimony. And then finally, these revelings. That means carousing or noisy. God help us to be ones that don't want to be disruptive to the body. And this can be in our fellowship, brothers and sisters, when we're too quick to speak. Sometimes we are. We need to wait upon the Lord. We need to understand and really look into the Word of God and to be still until the Spirit would move in our whole lives, brothers and sisters. And sometimes we're too slow to hear and we want to be heard. And God help us. And then it goes on to say at the very end there, and those that do such things. So we'll cover such things, which is whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Boy, do we need the blood. Praise the Lord. My goodness, I'd be just sinning in my ignorance, and the Word of God talks about that. Thanks be to God for the blood. Thanks be to God for the blood of the Lamb that covers it all. Now think about this too. I wanted to talk about this because I think this will really bring all this maybe even more into light as the Spirit was leading me into this. Turn to Revelation chapter 20. And let's think of what is cast in the lake of fire, thinking of this flesh stuff. So in Revelation chapter 20, in verse 13... Yeah, let's start from verse 13. And it says there, and the sea gave up the dead, which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. So again, we're talking about the second death here. This is not something that anyone, by God's grace, any of his children will ever face. See, any child of God won't face this. And death, and it says, and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. See, you do not want to be judged according to your works. And praise be to God, as a child of the King, you will never be judged according to your works. You won't. It's going to be His work, and praise the Lord. You're His workmanship. That's who you are. You might be building wood, hay, and stubble, but thanks be to God, see, that's just going to burn. That's gone. And the only thing that's going to remain, praise God, is the gold, silver, and precious stone. Him. Hallelujah. See how faithful He is? See, He's faithful. There's nothing, as we're going to read, that's going to come into that kingdom that's a lie. It's got to be all Him. All Him. So it goes on to say, and they were judged, every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And there wasn't a one that was found in it that were judged according to their works. They all went in. They all will go in. Praise the Lord. Now, go with me over to chapter 21, and let's read 23 through 27. That's Revelation 21, 23 through 27. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So again, brothers and sisters, there is nothing that's of a work of the flesh that's ever going to enter in there. It's only the ones that are written in the Lamb's book of life, those that are not going to be judged according to their works, according to the work of the flesh. That's not going to happen. Now, last of all, I'd like to read verses 5 through 8 of this same chapter 21 of Revelation. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." I think we read something like that just a moment ago. Praise the Lord. You see those new? That's the new, hallelujah, his life, and there they are. And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It is done, and I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So do you see, brothers and sisters, again, this is not who we are in Christ. Praise the Lord. That's why, again, going back to this portion of Scripture, we are not they which do such things. So let's not act like it. Let's not live that lie. Let's not drag around that stinky old man. He's dead. It's not becoming to drag around a dead carcass. It's just not. Especially when you're a child of the King. Hallelujah. I pray that encourages you there as we go through that. But see, brothers and sisters, we're justified. I love it. That word was brought out to me as a young boy. Just as if we never sinned. As the Word of God says, as far as the east is from the west, that our iniquities, our sin, has been cast into that sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. So why do we want to bring that back up, huh? See, the Lord did it. He doesn't remember it. He doesn't want to, and He's not going to, because that's the will of the Father. So why are we so quick to remember those things, as the Word of God says, forgetting those things which are behind? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is behind. And again, I have to say, brothers and sisters, if we think that it's the flesh that's going to make us perfect somehow, or somehow we're going to control this flesh, somehow we're going to tame it or make it right, then why did Paul ever say in this precious portion of Scripture, "O ye foolish Galatians, are ye now made perfect by the flesh, having begun in the Spirit?" How evident, how line upon line and line upon line in this. And praise be to God how He does this. See, whatsoever is not of faith, brothers and sisters, is sin. And the sin that so easily besets us is what? It's our lack of faith. Amen, amen, amen. It's when we hesitate and are not quick to believe the Word of God. That's a sad thing. I want to be quick to believe. He said it? Well, it's so. That's the Word of God? Amen. Praise be to God. That's the way it is, because that is Christ in us, brothers and sisters. Listen, if we're going to be led in the Spirit, praise God, as the Word of God says here in verse 18, if ye be led of the Spirit, what does it say there? Going back to Galatians 5:18, if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Listen to the beauty of that. That's like that's a masterpiece right there. That's a symphony that's more beautiful than anything. The freedom, the perfection of the life, the work, the finished work on the cross that you have. If ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And brothers and sisters, think about what this is saying. If we are not under the law, then there is nothing that can be held against us. Amen? Amen. If there's not a law, you're not guilty. You couldn't be guilty. There's nothing to be guilty of. Amen? We can't conceive this with this. We believe it because he said it. Brothers and sisters, if there is no law I'm held to, then there is no law I could break. Amen. And that's just it, brothers and sisters. It has been taken away. It has been nailed to the cross. It is abolished. Whom he is made free is free indeed. And I pray by God's grace that this truth and reality of this just becomes such a, it's our jewel, it's our crowning, brothers and sisters, because it must be if we're going to grow, because the only way we're going to grow is in grace. And if we're going to grow into the most magnificent masterpiece of what grace's ultimate is, my goodness, growing up into him in all things, we best leave the foundation laid and go on unto perfection. Because this is who we are in Christ. Are you sinless? Yes, you are. You might be a good actor. I don't want to play that role. I don't want to be that servant of being led around by the enemy, obeying that nonsense. And that's just acting, because that ain't who I am. That's not who you are. See, brothers and sisters, sinless perfection came into us the moment we accepted Christ as Savior. Righteous, holy, praise God, and nothing else. And it's more faith in this grace that causes us to grow up out of the heir of God and into the joint heir together with Jesus Christ. More grace. Amen. More grace. As we read back in chapter 4, brothers and sisters, to grow up from the child in the kingdom. And remember, that child in the kingdom, he acts and really knows nothing more as a child than the servants who work there. He has no more real privileges that he really enjoys than the servants, because he doesn't know any better. But brothers and sisters, it's all there. By that royal birth DNA, he's Lord of all. Do you believe it? I do, because Jesus said it. Praise God. That's as simple as it is. And brothers and sisters, it's all there, and it just needs to grow up and mature. And I will say in closing, as we are closing out tonight in this portion of Scripture, if this is not what this passage says, then the Bible contradicts itself. And I'll tell you what, that never happens. It can't be. Can't be. So I pray that we rejoice again in who we are in Christ. Now we'll close with one last thought of this portion. And I believe there is a beautiful layer in this that's a testimony of encouragement as the Lord continues to show more encouragement in his scriptures to us, that we need to go on and inherit all the land. Amen? Praise God. You know, I don't want to just this acre is okay for me, or this section, or whatever. He said, walk all through the land. Go enjoy it all. It's yours. I've already given it to you. It's yours. Now, go enjoy it. Be that, praise God, full inheritor of it. Go enjoy all what I have given. But brothers and sisters, living in flesh as Christians keeps us from growing in grace. It does. As it said about these brothers and sisters here, it said that they departed or had fallen from grace. They separated themselves from grace. You're still an heir, but you're not enjoying the fullness. You're not allowing the Holy Spirit to take the things of Christ, all those things, and show them unto you. Walk you all the way through the beauty of the heart of God and the treasure that you are to him and what he has for you. That's exactly what happens when, again, we try to go somehow by flesh. But see, the biggest flesh living for a Christian, I think, that defeats most of God's precious people is legality. And it is. I hear this so often. I heard it just the other day again from a Christian. Well, I'll be your accountability partner. No, you won't. That is not going to happen. And even if we thought we could have a pact to do that, you're not anyways. I hurt and ache for my brothers and sisters in Christ. As Brother David was so sweet in his testimony of failure, as he said, "Before thee and thee only have I sinned." My failure is before the Lord. And I'm thankful to God that, we know this, brothers and sisters, and it's Him, it's His work. And in relying upon Him, it becomes more precious to my heart that, Lord, I am in Your keeping. And brothers and sisters, somehow these ones that think that by trying again to control or be accountable for something somehow makes you more Christian-like. Perfecting my flesh somehow makes me more holy. But again, let us know this. If there's ever any growing that we do grow as a Christian, it's all by grace. We will never grow any other way but by the grace of God. And the greatest growths of grace in our lives, brothers and sisters, and I believe that we can all testify of this, the greatest times of growth in our life have always sprung from the greatest of failures as we look to Him. Not that we're trying to go into the failure, don't get me wrong, but as He, again, has allowed us to go our way, in a sense, to have that failure, but brothers and sisters, as we turn to Him, what happens is we know His forgiveness. We know His mercy. We know His love. And I'm going to tell you, I can testify to you tonight that those have been the greatest turning points of my life. That great grace and mercy, I know, is the grace of God that is with me and was with me to make me the man of God I am tonight. Amen. Amen, amen. The times that I feared, the times that I lacked faith. And yet, He showed Himself faithful. I'm going to show you, son, who I am in you. I'm going to show you, son, how faithful I am in you. See, not some afar off. I'm talking about personally in here. I'm going to show you, son, that how faithful I am in you is going to grow a love, my love in you, even more. And brothers and sisters, it is so wonderful to really know His undying faithfulness, that even when we believe not, He abides so faithful. And it is then that love increases. And I'm talking about a love that desires to live for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I know that there's been times in my life where I thought I had it going on spiritually. And I thought that, wow, I'm really growing because I'm doing this or this. And brothers and sisters, there was a great emptiness that resulted in that. It was void of the love of God. And then there had been the most magnificent times of my life when, Lord, I know I wasn't fully going after You, but praise be to God, You're fully going after me. And You cornered me. And You shot me from here to here in one moment of a desire and a panting that said, Lord, I want to win You. See, that's the lover of our soul, brothers and sisters. And I'm learning more and more. It's about letting His life reign. And to reign, to allow us to live by faith. And hearing by the Word of God. And letting the Word work effectually in us because we believe it. And when we believe the Word of God, brothers and sisters, it causes us to will and to do of His good pleasure. And causing us to will and to do of His good pleasure, isn't it amazing Let us walk in the Spirit. And that's what results because of the faithfulness of God. And I pray that that encourages your heart tonight. How kept you are. How wonderfully He has set you upon the rock that's higher than you. That praise be to God, your state is so absolutely secure. So absolutely hid in Christ. So absolutely under His wing. So absolutely in the hand of the Son and in the Father, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. That in that love, brothers and sisters, there's more encouragement in our lives. That we want to just yield to Him and to love Him. Because we know, as the Word of God tells us, faith which worketh by love. Let's stand and be dismissed.